Hello all, this is Isaac and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. It's Hour to Kill, rebranded temporarily for 1 week only. Hour to Love? This is the Valentine's Day special. First song today. Fun one. I Want to Be Your Lover, Prince.
That suitcase. Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen.
I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care. Share all
say you're not my friend. You've been here through thick and thin. And for that little girl, I love you. And all I wanna do is talk about you. I'm here to say I love you more each day. And I just wanna tell the world that I love you so. So they put me down because I love you as much as I do. But they don't know what you've done for me. Such a happy man out of me. And I'm here to say love you every day. Yeah. And I just wanna tell the world that I love you so. Baby,
I love every little thing about you, baby.
That was I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince, Just Don't Want to Be Lonely by The Main Ingredient, and I Love Every Little Thing About You by Stevie Wonder. I was very familiar with those both prior two songs before this, but that Stevie Wonder song has been a more of a recent addition. I was listening to Music of My Mind earlier today, and Stevie Wonder is one of those people I think I listen to, and I'm like, yeah, this is a genius. This is someone who is very... It's just incredible the level of talent there. That's one of the least original thing anyone has said about music, but it's just pretty apparently true. Couple matters to get to. One is that throughout this whole show, this whole Valentine's Day Eve special, I'll keep my eyes peeled on the DJ chat on this website here. So if you want to hop in there, I'm looking, I'm talking, I'll just say what's up. Anyway, that and there is a guest that is going to make an appearance pretty shortly, the lovely Hannah Costa, but she is currently making arrangements to be here, so, or just walked through the door. All right, perfect timing. Do you want to, here, it'll take a second to get to set up. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song by Lauryn Hill. Not really a song by Lauryn Hill, because it's a cover of the classic Can't Take My Eyes Off of You one of the iconic love songs, and here covered by Miss Lauryn Hill so beautifully. I'm gonna play that now. Enjoy.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
I need you, baby.
That was Kiss of Life by Sade off Love Deluxe. And now I have a guest who could introduce herself.
Hello, this is Hannah.
That is Hannah.
That is me. That I was previously introduced as I was walking in.
That is true. What did you have going on yesterday related to this very station that we are located in?
I had my weekly radio show, It's Always Sunny in Medford, same time yesterday, 10 o'clock. I was not talking very much as I was training 5 trainees. This is like my first semester training, so yeah. That was a little...
Avid WMFO listeners will know this is training season right now.
Yes.
I am not being a good host. I'm not giving back to the community. I'm just doing my show. But you have volunteered yourself to
bring
in the next generation of DJs.
Well, some friends of mine, I think, assumed that I would be training, which is fine because I was happy to train them and I ended up having a good time. And even, I definitely was nervous for a lot of it because I was not, this was on me. I did not, like, for some reason had not checked the website and seen how many people I was supposed to be training. I thought it was just the two. So I got really nervous at first, but it was good. I think it was a good experience for me, and I stuck it on my resume because training people was good.
That's true, yeah. You can now say you have some improved... Yeah, you can just say you're a trainer. You know, you can bring on new people. You're responsible, yeah. You're reliable.
I tried my best.
Whatever you want to sell yourself. We've got some good ones coming up. I think in this next block of songs will be the song you pick. We can either talk about it before or after, but it's Pencil Skirt by Pulp.
Yes. Yeah. I just got the idea. Well, I was scrolling through my Spotify to find a love song to play. I've been listening to, like, so many love songs,
yeah,
and yet I can't just, like, pick one. So I stumbled across that one. I'm like, okay, that one's silly. I like that one. That's a funny one.
Yeah. Before that, we're going to do a couple older ones. First, next up is by The Carpenters. I don't know what the official listing is.
I've always heard it as The Carpenters, but
they long to be close to you. I don't listen to The Carpenters that much. Never had much of a reason to, but I do think this is just kind of a timelessly pretty song.
I think I first heard them through Christmas songs.
I'm sure they're 100% the type of... They probably had five Christmas albums.
Yeah, no, it was like, they had a lot of them.
That's that era and that's that type of artist.
Yeah.
But no, this was... And I wish I could... I'm not going to pronounce his name correctly, but this was also written by the late Burt Bacharach, I believe, who... I mean, that's unfortunate. So this is somewhat, I guess, in memoriam. But I'm stalling long enough. It's Carpenters. And then after that, the Beatles, the masters of love songs. Do you know who... Which one wrote Here, There, and Everywhere?
Off the top of my head,
I should know this. And it'll probably be apparent to you listeners at home once it comes on. But that's going to be after the Carpenters.
I don't want to guess. I don't know.
That's going
to
be Pulp.
I'll have to look that up.
But yeah, it should be. We'll hear it in a sec. But first up, the Carpenters. Let's go.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. That you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Mm-hmm. Working on your dad. Oh baby, watch my conscience disappear now, baby. Yeah, I'll be around when he's not in town. Oh yeah, I'll show you how you're doing it wrong. I really love it when you tell me to stop. Oh, it's turning me on.
That was, of course, Pencil Skirt by Pulp, which was a Hannah Costa original selection.
No, I wrote the song.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my, she my composed song. It. I composed it. I also performed it.
Played every instrument.
And I sang.
All the way back in 1995.
Yes, that's when I used to sound like that. That's how I got my voice to do that. Things have changed.
All right. Before that was Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles, and They Long to Be Close to You by the Carpenters. We were talking about the Beatles, how that song, just the, again, like I was talking about Stevie Wonder being a genius earlier, this is another one of the most like remarked upon things in music history.
Yeah.
But the Beatles and Beach Boys influenced each other a lot, and it's pretty obvious, and I think it's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, we were talking about, we didn't know who wrote it. It was Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm, very
that
apparently.
That was the verdict. And that was what I was going to guess. Yeah. Let the record show I had it right.
No, you were smarter about it than I was. I should have been able to just be like, oh, it's a nice,
it
fun,
sounded,
happy,
yeah,
light song.
Yeah, happy love song, yeah.
That's not John Lennon.
No, or definitely not George Harrison.
No, he had some good swings at love songs as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got... I don't know. Somehow I budgeted the time a little bit wrong, but we ended up having quite a bit of time. So, you know what? If you're engaging with the DJ chat at all, getting some good feedback already, you might be able to send in a song, and I cannot guarantee anything, but there's a small possibility we would play it. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, we've been coming up with some good ideas to fill the time.
We've been cooking.
So, that might not even be possible, but at least get in there. Say hi. It's always nice. This next song, we just talked about the Beach Boys, and the whole reason I did that is to bring up this transition, but it's All I Wanna Do by the Beach Boys, which is it's weird, it's like 1970, and Brian Wilson stumbles upon shoegaze, and then decides he doesn't like it, and they don't go back to it.
I think I remember when you discovered this.
Yes, this was, I was just listening to Sunflower.
Late at night, of course.
Yes, and it was just all of a sudden, I was like, I did not expect to hear this at all. It caught me so off guard. It was on repeat for like a couple weeks. But I'm going from that into Shoegaze Legends Ride with Vapor Trail, a staple of this. I think any good love song playlist should incorporate it. Definitely a 90s indie great. Yeah, those are the next couple songs, and I'm going to play them for you right now. So enjoy.
Thank you. past you look so strong. Then you fight away. The sun will blind my eyes. I'll love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I want you for a while. You are a danger trail in a deep blue sky.
come apart and you go black. Some kind of light into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not there.
It only takes a moment. Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. It doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be dads, y'all.
Be dads.
Shout out dads.
Shout out dads.
My dad may or may not be listening right now. If he is, hey dad, shout out.
Hello, shout Isaac's out dads. Dad.
All right, yeah, that was Vapor Trail Ride, Fade Into You, Mazzy's Star. That last one I like, because I played a lot of very sincere, or, I mean, some sillier, but relatively straightforward, very earnest love songs. So that one has a little, it's very earnest, but there's like a tinge of, I don't know, I think there's a tinge of sadness to
I've
it.
I've only ever gotten sadness from it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a sad song to me. It is soothing, and I listen to it not mm-hmm. just when I'm sad, because I love Mazzy Star, but like, and I think it's very, like, nice and soothing. But yeah, mm-hmm. it's definitely, like, there's some sort of profound sadness in there.
Yeah, there's some, like, possessiveness.
Yeah.
There's some, like, neediness. There's, I don't know. Which a lot of the time, that can be more interesting, more, you know, complex storytelling.
Absolutely. I love sad music. It's my favorite.
This is funny, when I told you I was playing that, and it took you a second, it seemed like.
Yeah, well, because I've only ever seen it as, I guess it's like, it's a sad song, but it is still a love song. Mm-hmm. And I think there's plenty of sad love songs, like breakup songs, etc.
Yeah, that's true, because a breakup song can still be a love song. It's still like, I have this feeling towards
that's
you,
still
let me
love.
Back in.
Yeah, exactly.
But this hurts. All right, well, next up, not a breakup song. I'm not really sure what I'd qualify it as, because it's definitely got some of the same stuff as Mazzy Star, of like something kind of possessive's going on or slightly odd, but I think it's a really pretty song. It's just solid. It's Me and the Bean by Spoon. Spoon, our band that is an indie rock band, and you listen to them and you think that's an indie rock band.
I listen to them and I think they're British, so imagine my surprise when I find out they're from Austin, Texas.
Yes, they are. And you're going to hear them right now on WMFO.
British.
Hello, everybody. Me and the Bean, Spoon. We don't have too much time left with you all. Just a mere 5 minutes and just one more closing song. I don't know if we have any... Do you have any final note you want to... Anything you want to... You already plugged the show.
I did already plug my show, but tune in. It's next Sunday at 10. I'll be here, probably, unless something happens, but I feel like I'll be here.
We talked about... I had considered before this, because it's a Valentine's Day special, I was going to do something special. For a bit, I considered playing exclusively songs off the Magnetic Fields album, 69 Love Songs, because we both love that.
Yes.
And that would have been pretty different from how this show normally goes. That would have been fun, but I like that idea so well that there's a non-zero chance it ends up happening in the future still. Or what I might do is just whole albums in general, just if it's really like... Especially if I wanted to have a... No one here, I guess, really has a special expertise in it, but like if I wanted to have someone come talk about it or whatever, a specific album.
Yeah.
Anyway, up next after this is Hey Butterfinger, so stick around, listen. It's got some good mix show, General Disc Jockery, the vanguard party of Tufts Freeform Radio. I always read that description because I think it's a fun description.
That
I
is
think
fun.
It's accurate. But stick around for Hey Butterfingers up next. This is our final song, Just Like Heaven by The Cure. I think it's my favorite love song of all time.
Ah, The Cure.
So I gotta close it off. The Cure, some of the best to ever do it when it came to love songs, I think. All right, but have a good night, y'all. Thanks for listening. This is Isaac with Hour to Kill, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a great week.
See y'all.